HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about festivals, events, and destinations around Colorado. To me, summer is all about the road trip, whether it's a weekend to the mountains or a multi-day drive to Yellowstone. Heat waves rising off the hot asphalt are part of my idea of summertime. But just like everything else, the road trip has evolved. Remember when it required a physical map? Today, many of us have nav systems in our cars or GPS on our smartphones. So the days of wrangling a huge map inside your car while trying to steer at the same time are all but gone. However, people who love maps are still around, including my husband, who enjoys the artistic features of a map. If you like maps, there's a club for you. The Rocky Mountain Map Society is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the study and appreciation of maps and other items of cartographic interest. The society was formed in 1991 and is based in Denver. This coming weekend is their biggest event of the year, the Map Fair of the West, taking place on Saturday and Sunday at the Denver Public Library. 18 international antiquarian map dealers from all over the world will be exhibiting thousands of rare, authentic, antique maps. Beautifully rendered and historically significant maps from the last five centuries will be available for examination and purchase. No fakes allowed. These maps are the real deal. Dealers' specialties range from early decorative maps of the Renaissance period to cartography of the 20th century. You can also bring a map of your own to have it appraised at this event. The Map Fair of the West is being held in conjunction with another major international conference also sponsored by the Rocky Mountain Map Society and the Texas Map Society on June 26th and 27th at the University of Denver. The Mapping of North America Westward Expansion will feature many of the eminent authorities in the field of historic cartography. For more information on the Map Mania happening in Colorado over the next week, go to mapfairofthewest.org. That's mapfairofthewest.org. And now back to the road trip. One of Ryan and I's favorite things to do on a road trip is to find the local brewery because we love our beer, and a local brewery is a good way to get the feel of a place, especially here in Colorado. I wanted to share a couple of my favorite on-the-road brewery finds. While on a road trip to see Mesa Verde National Park, we stayed in Dolores. I highly recommend staying in this tiny town while visiting that area of our state. We stayed at the Rio Grande Southern Hotel B&B. I could write an entire radio show on that place. It was a unique experience to say the least, and yes, I do recommend staying there. Across the park from our B&B was the Dolores River Brewery, and despite the slow service, we ended up there every night because they had good food and good beer and a delightful atmosphere. Every night we ran into another interesting person at the bar. One night it was a scientist studying some sort of artifacts or bugs in the area. It was too long ago to remember exactly, but I do know it was a fascinating conversation. On that same trip, we stopped in Durango and discovered the Durango Brewery. This place has one of the best patios ever because they have hanging swing hammocks. I love those things. Nothing is better than having a beer while swinging. We used to road trip to Moab, Utah several times a year to hike in that area. We'd always stop at the Moab Brewery, the state's only microbrewery and restaurant. This place has excellent food. On a trip to Grand Lake, we tried out Grand Lake Brewing Company. At that time, it was still located in what really amounted to be a hallway, and we loved it. It truly felt like a hole in the wall with amazing beer. Just recently, they moved to a bigger space located on Highway 34. I've discovered many other small breweries in my road trip and travels around the region, but I'm running out of time. Stop by HeidiTown.com or HeidiTown on Facebook to share with me your discoveries on the road this summer. Thanks for listening, and as always, be sure to become a HeidiTown citizen by joining the fun on Facebook at HeidiTown.com on FB, or follow me around on Twitter at HeidiTown, or circle the town on Google+. Until next time, I hope to see you at a festival or online.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.